Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 63 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With the election less than 3 months out, presidential candidates heading to key states for events today. Former President Trump will be in Montana for a rally where a close Senate race is heating up, and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris makes a campaign stop in Arizona. ABC's Rachel Bade says it will be a hard-fought state.
This is a border state. Immigration is one of the key sort of vulnerabilities that Harris has because of various ways that the administration has handled the migrant crisis, a lot of people being concerned that they haven't done enough. And yet she's going down there to try to convince people to give her 4 years in office.
In Fort Worth, Texas, the investigation continues into the drowning death of CrossFit athlete Lazar Dukic during the swimming portion of the CrossFit Games yesterday. That competition resumed today in his honor. Stocks have been on a roller coaster ride this week due to concerns over the economy, but investors may be on a buying spree later today. This is ABC News. In Austria, a third person now in custody over a foiled plot targeting Taylor Swift shows in Vienna. Those concerts now canceled. Authorities say the main suspect allegedly planned to target onlookers outside the stadium with knives and homemade explosives. A Russian chess champion facing charges now after allegedly trying to poison her rival.
Security footage shows Amina Abakarova sneaking into the tournament room of the Dagestan Chess Championship. Once inside, she appeared to pour a substance across the chessboard. Her alleged target later sat at the spot and ended up falling ill. Abakarova later admitted she'd spread mercury from a thermometer across the board. She could face up to 3 years behind bars. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Olympic runner Noah Lyles facing some criticism over his bronze medal run Thursday after the superstar revealed he has COVID. USA Track and Field standing by his decision to compete. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, breezy, and cool. Maybe a few sprinkles later this afternoon with a high of 70. A few sprinkles possible early this evening, then clearing and chilly with a low of 49. And tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and comfortable with a high of 72. In Richland Center, it's 63 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's a cloudy 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors held a special meeting last night to discuss an act on a settlement agreement with the Kroger Company and an agreement to the terms of an addendum to the Memorandum of Understanding allocated settlement proceeds. The Kroger Company is just one of many pharmaceutical distributing companies that negotiated a settlement through the Department of Justice to pay communities for costs related to addiction rehab. Supervisors unanimously approved the execution of the settlement agreement, the final negotiation and execution of the addendum, and the authorization for the county administrator or designee to execute the resolution and any other additional documents or agreements for the receipt and disbursement of the proceeds. All proceeds from the settlement agreement, not directed to the attorney fees account, will be deposited in the county's opioid abatement account. An escrow agent will deposit a sum not to exceed an amount equal to 20% of the county's proceeds from the settlement agreement into the attorney fees account. If the payments to the county are not enough to fully fund the attorney fees account, payments will be made over time. Funds in the attorney fees account are to be utilized to pay the fees, costs, and disbursements owed to the law firms, according to the agreement between the county and the law firms. The constitutional amendment questions are a big part of voting in the August primary election next week. Here's WRCO intern Michael Hernan.
Two constitutional amendment questions will appear on your ballot when you go to the polls. Question 1 states, Delegation of Appropriation Power, shall Section 35 of Article 4 of the Constitution be created to provide that the legislature may not delegate its sole power to determine how monies shall be appropriated? Question 2 states, Allocation of Federal Monies. Shall Section 35 of Article 4 of the Constitution be created to prohibit the governor from allocating any federal monies the governor accepts on behalf of the state without the approval of the legislature by joint resolution or as provided by legislative rule? Deborah Crawmiller, Executive Director of League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, explains the questions.
The two questions that are going to be on the August ballot have to do with federal monies and who is going to allocate those monies in the state of Wisconsin. And then it also has to do with what I call the separation of powers between our branches of government. In our Constitution, we are very clearly defined what the governor does, what the legislature does, and then what our independent branch of government, the judiciary, does. In these particular constitutional amendments, the League is asking people to vote no on these questions because they're very vague with regard to who is going to be doing what and in what order things will happen in the state of Wisconsin having to do with federal monies.
Crawmiller explains the importance of these questions.
Constitutional amendments are serious business. You know, amending our Constitution should not happen lightly. And though we have amended our Constitution over the centuries that it's existed about 200 times, what the League has learned in our research about constitutional amendments and amending that very important document is that almost half of our constitutional amendments were to overturn an amendment that had previously been enacted. So in hindsight, you know, legislatures look at what they've done and say, oh, that's not so good for the people of Wisconsin. We should undo that. And our fear is that these hastily produced constitutional amendment questions may very well result in that same sort of, in hindsight, this isn't good for the state of Wisconsin.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and Southwest Wisconsin Technical College have been awarded $8.7 million to bolster the development of clean energy workforce training programs in Wisconsin. The funding comes through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College will receive $3 million to provide work-based learning to students via formal apprenticeships and course-based energy site assessments, as well as offer upskilling trainings to small and medium-sized manufacturers on topics ranging from sensors and cybersecurity to energy analytics and heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration controls. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee will receive $5.7 million to develop and promote innovative and high-level energy assessment technologies through workforce teams to help establish pathways to high-quality jobs like electricians and energy auditors, improve manufacturing competitiveness, and reduce industrial carbon emissions. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced approximately $174 million will help local communities across the state complete more than 1,000 local road improvement projects over the next 5 years. 1,003 projects were selected to receive funding through Wisconsin DOT's Local Roads Improvement Program based on recommendations from county, municipal, and town officials. The final 2023-25 biennial budget signed by Evers provided an increase of more than $4 million for the Roads Improvement Program, providing a 4% increase each year of the biennium. Updated national numbers from the UW system show Wisconsin ranks 43rd out of 50 states in state funding for four-year education. President Jay Rothman says the latest numbers highlight the challenges facing the state's universities. The numbers also found the college-going rate of Wisconsin high school graduates is lower than the national average and most surrounding states. According to the data, nearly 4 in 10 degrees are in STEM or health care fields, and nearly 70% of new programs are in STEM fields. Finally, more than 600,000 Wisconsin adults under 65 have some college credit, but no degree. Approved projects include upgrades at several Department of Corrections facilities under a building commission approval of $262 million for the key projects. They include Lincoln Hills School and the Waupun Correctional Institute. Those upgrades include living unit locks and controls, replacement at Lincoln Hills to enhance the safety of staff and youth, and camera upgrades at Waupun. The commission also approved spending $9 million to buy the downtown Madison building that houses the Wisconsin Veterans Museum, with plans to build a new 5-story museum on the site. A number of Wisconsin colleges are getting funds for projects, including the Kofrin Technology and Education Center at UW-Green Bay, renovations of the UW-Milwaukee and UW-River Falls heating plants, and elevator modernization at UW-Whitewater. As summer winds down and back-to-school planning gears up, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services reminds Wisconsinites that now is the time to book appointments, communicate special health concerns with schools, and talk to children about issues that may impact their mental and emotional health. Preparing to go back to school is a great time to make sure children are up to date on their CDC-recommended vaccines. Vaccines are a safe, well-studied, and effective way to protect children and everyone around them from harmful diseases like whooping cough, measles, and meningitis. Check to see if your child is up to date on vaccines on the Wisconsin Immunization Registry or by contacting your health care provider or local health department. If your child is uninsured or underinsured, the Vaccines for Children program provides free or low-cost vaccines to eligible children under 19. Parents and caregivers should also talk with their child's health care provider to schedule a blood lead test. All children should receive a blood lead test at ages 1 and 2, as should any child between ages 3 and 5 who has not had a previous test. Children living in communities or housing where they are at higher risk of lead poisoning may be recommended to have additional testing. Childhood lead poisoning remains a serious public health threat, and early detection is key in preventing the long-term impacts on a child's physical and mental health. In Wisconsin, 1 in 2 children with asthma miss school due to their illness. This can directly affect their academic success. DHS recommends keeping an asthma action plan on file in the school nurse's office to support your child's learning and safety at school. An asthma action plan is a document created between a doctor and patient with directions about actions to take based on asthma symptoms or peak flow readings. Other ways to manage asthma symptoms include carrying a rescue inhaler, bringing medications to the school nurse, and staying up to date on vaccinations. Deputies in a south central Wisconsin county were very busy with impaired drivers last weekend. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office says they pulled over 16 of them. 8 of them faced their first OWI offense, with one being involved in a crash and another nearly causing one. Another was found unresponsive at a gas station. Of the total number of OWI arrests, 2 were from out of state and 2 were charged with their 7th violation. The sheriff's office says the high number of arrests demonstrates they're proactive in removing dangerous drivers from the roads. It's 64 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Are you experiencing hyperpigmentation? That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Roof!
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
It's currently a cloudy 64 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. If you're noticing more dark spots or patches on your skin after spending time in the summer sun, you could be experiencing hyperpigmentation. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
This happens when the skin produces an excess or irregular amount of melanin.
This can be an unwanted effect due to multiple reasons, from sun exposure to aging, medications, etc.
That's Thomas Howard, MD and board-certified plastic surgeon with Aspirus. He said it can be difficult to diagnose and the treatment options for hyperpigmentation are vast.
Generally, you're going to start with kind of over-the-counter skincare products, things like antioxidants, vitamin C, niacinamide. These are very commonly found in things that you can go to Walgreens or your local pharmacy and find that.
Dr. Howard said if these options don't work, you may need to talk to your doctor about more potent therapies.
The 21st annual Walk with Grace will be held tonight at Crosscut Park. The community is encouraged to check out the silent auction and raffle items while having supper tonight. Food will be available for purchase. The opening ceremony will begin at 6. If you haven't yet purchased a luminary, luminaries will be available for purchase to be displayed around the track. But please note they will not be read during the luminary ceremony. Calendar raffle tickets priced at $10 each will also be available for purchase. The first two winners of $1,000 each will be drawn tonight following the luminary ceremony, which will be held at 9. While things will mainly be the same as in the past, logistics chair Eric Renish says there will be some changes.
We're going to move the food court area kind of where Beef Producers always has been, but we're going to move it back into that parking lot on the west side of the community building. One thing we kind of focused on last year was we noticed people were sitting in the middle and kind of just stayed there for the night. There really wasn't places for people to sit down and eat. So I think moving the picnic tables over with the food area is going to be a good change, which leads to I want to welcome anybody that does want to sit in the middle. Bring a lawn chair and you're going to be welcome to use that space where we always had picnic tables to sit there if you would like to watch the event from there if you don't have a team that you're part of or that sort of thing. And then this year we're going to move where last year some of you people probably didn't even see the butterfly that was painted by the Rogers. This year we're going to move it closer more towards the inner circle, but it'll be southeast corner of that circle is where we're going to put the new shoe that's going to be made this year. And then the butterfly that we had last year is actually going to be over behind spots 5, 6, and 7, which should be over by Kids Corner. And they're going to do the outline of that and let the kids actually finish coloring that in, which I think is really cool. So if anybody has any questions, you're always welcome to see me. But like I said, and then I wanted to bring this up too for the people from Walk with Grace. where we've always let you park in that parking lot and then leave through the gate by the ball field. That'll still be the case, but I probably won't want you parking in that parking lot. We're actually going to make a spot in the grass behind the Meyer building that you can park in and still get out of there without having to come through the walk.
Handicap parking stalls will be available along both sides of 7th Street between Orange and Jefferson Streets, and both sides of Jefferson Street between 7th and 8th Streets. A handicap parking tag is required. At a Tuesday hearing in Merrill, Republican State Senator Mary Veslowski criticized the Department of Correction, saying the June death of Lincoln Hill counselor Corey Prolix was a failure by the DOC. DOC Secretary Jared Hoy says it's unlikely the Lincoln Hills facility can close without funding for a youth detention facility in Dane County. The 49-year-old Prolix died after intervening when a 16-year-old attacked another counselor at Lincoln Hills. That teen and a 17-year-old are charged in the death. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 1225. Today's vital statistics are next.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300. The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate. A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's a cloudy 63 degrees in Richland Center at 1228 on this Friday afternoon, August 9th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sally K. Crabb, 78 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly August 1st at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Sally Crabb is survived by two nieces, Jane and Ira Dolan, and Laura and Jim Prendergast. A nephew, Jeff and Monica Crone, great-nephews and great-nieces, longtime companion Don Sabe of Portage, cousins, and many friends. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died August 1st at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Gard is survived by her son, Steve and Sherry Gard, her daughter, Diane Brinkley, 3 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 4 step-granddaughters and their families, sisters-in-law Jeanette Cupp and Diane Gard, brother-in-law David Jones, and nieces, nephews, and cousins. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison. Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to the Five Points Lutheran Church Cemetery Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family. Cindy Brown is survived by her daughter, Heather Coleman, 4 grandchildren, and a sister, Debbie Berry and Tim Troxel. Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died July 27th at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 4 to 7 with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Jack Johnson is survived by 4 children, Eric and Gina, Jeff and Mary Lynn, Peggy and Jim Ring, and Jennifer and Chad Cannenberg, 14 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, a brother, Paul and Carol Johnson, 2 sisters-in-law, Marcia Johnson and Ann and Rolf Quisling, John W., Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. Dan Ferguson, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with a service to be held at 7. Dan Ferguson is survived by 2 children, Wendy Ferguson and Lewis Gifford, and Travis and Jenny Ferguson, all of Richland Center. 5 grandchildren, a great-grandchild, a sister, Carol and Robert Giddens of California, and many other relatives and friends. Dan Ferguson, 72, of Richland Center. June Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held next Friday, August 16th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and then again next Friday, August 16th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lassicky is survived by 3 children, Jewel and Scott Huffman of Hillsboro, Jamie and Stacy Lassicky of Richland Center, and Jeff and Jessica Lassicky of Blue River. June Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a Celebration of Life picnic next Saturday, August 17th, from 4 to 7, at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center, to share memories, stories, and laughter. Bob B. is survived by his wife of 63 years, Sandy, a son, Thane B., 2 daughters, Shiloh Graham of Clearwater, Florida, and September B. of Centerville, Ohio. Grandchildren, a brother, David B., brother-in-laws, Nick Bristol and Greg, sister-in-laws, Sherry Anthony and Kathy Rosenbaum, nieces, nephews, and many dear friends. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedarcrest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jeff and Angie Zegon and Alvin and Sarah Gander. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Friday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly a little hint of fall out there today with this blast of cool northwest winds coming down from central Canada, delivering an air that's about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than normal. And with the cloud cover out there, it's not allowing it to warm up much either. Now, there's been a few sprinkles in parts of northern Wisconsin so far today, some scattered showers in upper Michigan. The brunt of that rain will stay off to the northeast of us, but we could see an isolated sprinkler to later this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, tomorrow, high pressure tries to work in, should bring us a bit more sunshine, still on the cool side for this time of the year. Sunday should be a beautiful day with lots of sun and less wind. Get out there and make the most of it. Early to mid next week looks fairly seasonal, turning just a bit more summer-like, and we'll see kind of a weak front just dangling from the northern plains down through the mid-Mississippi Valley. We're close enough to that that we could see a few spotty showers or thunderstorms. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. Isolated sprinkles possible with highs in the upper 60s. West-northwest wind of 10 to 20. Tonight, maybe a sprinkle early, then clearing out. Low temperature down to 49 degrees. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, breezy, and comfortable for the most part with highs in the low 70s. West-northwest wind between 8 and 18. On Sunday, mostly sunny and somewhat warmer with lighter winds. Low at 50, high 77. The outlook for Monday, partly cloudy and mild, low 54, high 79. Tuesday should be a nice summer day with a mix of sun and clouds, low at 57, high about 81. Wednesday and Thursday, partly sunny with at least a chance of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. Overnight temperatures in the low 60s with highs in the upper 70s. You have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 63 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 77, our low this morning was 53. Our high so far today, 64. The record high for this date set in 1944 is 97 degrees. The record low 44 was set in 1962. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 55. Sunset tonight will be at 8:13 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:01. Currently in Richland Center, we have northwesterly winds 6 to 13 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.03. Relative humidity is 63% and no precipitation to report. It's currently 63 cloudy degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A dairy producer group greenlights federal plans for milk pricing today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The National Milk Producers Federation is cool with the latest USDA plan for milk pricing. It's still a work in progress, but NMPF economist Peter Vitaliano says, so far, so good.
USDA's adjustments do a reasonably good job of bringing us a good part of the distance to where National Milk came out in its own proposals. Nothing that we proposed was flat out rejected. And by and large, dairy farmers will receive a higher value for their milk under these revised formulas in the recommendation.
Another NMPF economist, Stephen Kane, also weighs in.
The orders have not been updated in a very long time. They've gotten out of sync with the market realities, and it's causing disorderly marketing. The updates that USDA has outlined in the proposed ruling are good. I think they bring us back into reality. And overall, we're fairly pleased with what the USDA has proposed. It's also worth noting, though, that we didn't get everything we wanted.
Kane adds that fairness is also a consideration.
We have to have regulations to support and protect dairy farmers, but that regulation should never create winners and losers. So we need that national program to provide that level playing field as much as possible across the entire industry.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Not everyone agrees with the Farm Bill budget analysis. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. First of all, hard work paid off for several exhibitors at the Wisconsin State Fair. One of them was Luke Andes from Burlington, who had two animals sold in the governor's Blue Ribbon auction Wednesday night.
A lot of work, but really fun. They've been two best steers I've had.
Andes's grand champion crossbred steer was the top seller with a winning bid of $35,000 by Kenosha Beef. His champion Simmental steer was bought by Meyer for $8,000.
Pay for the animal feed a little bit. That'll definitely help out for the next year's steers.
He says preparing show animals is not easy.
They are a lot of work, especially if you want to be super competitive. I mean, it's an everyday thing. You can't slack. It's, you know, you gotta put the grind on. You gotta get to work. And
Andes has been showing animals for 8 years and has one more year of eligibility left. The governor's Blue Ribbon auction raised $426,750 for Wisconsin State Fair youth livestock exhibitors. Federal lawmakers have varying opinions on how the Congressional Budget Office scored the House Farm Bill. Minnesota Democrat Angie Craig serves on the House Ag Committee and says the CBO projects an increase to mandatory spending by $33 billion over 10 years.
And so as long as it's scoring as a, you know, deficit increasing, not even Republicans are going to vote for their own farm bill.
Congress created the Congressional Budget Office in 1974 to operate as a nonpartisan, unaffiliated resource for objective analysis on budget and economic matters. But House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, a Republican from Minnesota, tells Brownfield he doesn't have much faith in the CBO.
I hate to tell you this, but the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is corrupted. They are playing politics.
Emmer says the CBO offers an opinion, but it's Congress that makes the law. White mold concerns are widespread among Michigan farmers. Shiawassee County's Mark Sink tells Brownfield last year's outbreak left a lasting impact.
We've had ample rain all season. At times we're thinking we've had too much rain. I know last year in our area there was severe outbreaks of white mold, and it trimmed 10, 20 bushel per acre off some of the top end.
Aside from disease pressure, farmers are expecting a fantastic production year for sugar beets, corn, and wheat in Michigan. The USDA reports a trio of new U.S. export sales. Unknown destinations bought more than 210,000 tons of soybeans. China picked up 130,000 tons of soybeans. Colombia purchased 100,000 tons of soybean meal as well. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
LED lighting provides important social benefits such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brown Field Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a quiet start after back-to-back days of light business. Asking prices for what's left on show list are around $187 plus live in the south and $307 plus dressed in the north. Deals this week have been marked at mostly $186, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Dressed business in the north has been at mostly $305 to $306, $4 to $5 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef is higher at midday on good demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.43 at $313.55. Select is 84 cents higher at $298.87. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction, South Dakota, a comparable trend wasn't available, but lower undertones were noted. Feeder steers 1,050 to 1,100 pounds were $10 lower. There was also a lower undertone noted on light heifers, and heifers 900 to 1,000 pounds were $7 lower. The USDA says demand was good, and most of the offering was in large load lots. Medium and large one feeder steers 903 pounds brought $228. Feeder steers 952 to 986 pounds brought $221 to $227.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 952 to 974 pounds brought $204 to $215.75. Cash hogs are lower at midday with light negotiated purchases. Processors likely have needed numbers on hand and won't be too motivated to bid up to move larger numbers. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be a bright spot for the industry, but the long-term concern surrounding domestic demand lingers. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.14 with a weighted average of $83.80. The Western Corn Belt's down $2.14 with a weighted average of $83.73. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin at $58. They jumped $11 in Garnavillo, Iowa to $69. And in Red Oak, Iowa, they're steady this week at $56. Pork values are higher at midday, up $1.05 at $99.38. Hams and picnics were both sharply higher. Butts, ribs, and bellies were also higher. Loins were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are down today. They were unable to follow through on an early bounce, continuing to monitor development weather. China and Unknown bought mostly new crop U.S. soybeans this morning, and Colombia purchased mostly new crop bean meal. September beans are down 2¾ at 990 and 3/4. November's 4¼ lower at 1004. September meals down 520 at 314.30. September bean oils up 20 points at 42.37. Corn's down. Late development weather continues to look favorable in much of the region, but some areas could use some rain. The trade's getting ready for Monday's USDA supply, demand, and production numbers. September corn's down 3¼ at 376. December's 2¾ lower at 394¼. And wheat's mostly higher, with the big source of support coming from global crop weather issues impacting production. That's helped boost export demand for U.S. wheat, with new crop sales ahead of last year. September Chicago's up 3½ at 541. September Kansas City's 1¼ higher at 552¾. September Minneapolis wheat's up 3½ at 588¾. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher on oversold signals and the higher midday move in beef. That's helping them shrug off the lower than a week ago direct trade we've seen in most major feeding areas. October live's up 325 at 181.25. December's 280 higher at 179.52. September feeders are up 467 at 242.10. October feeders are $4.17 higher at 247.17. and hogs are mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. October lean is up 55 at 74.17. December's 47 higher at 66.35. The Dow's back in positive territory. Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
You can stop overcooking pork. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Pork was often overcooked because there were concerns about trichinella, a parasite that once posed a food safety risk in the commercial pork supply. But a recent report from the USDA's Agricultural Research Service and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service deemed trichinella to be a negligible risk for public health. Dr. Heather Fowler is Director of Producer and Public Health for the National Pork Board.
This research provides additional evidence that properly handled and cooked pork is safe to eat.
She tells Brownfield the implementation of the PQA Plus program, an education certification program designed by the U.S. pork industry to help pig farmers continually improve their production practices, has helped mitigate the risk of trichinella.
Our pork producers are implementing practices every day on farm that help ensure the overall food safety of the product that they produce. That means they're working with their veterinarians to develop a herd health plan. They're working to optimize the health, welfare, and well-being of the animals in their care. They're minimizing the introduction of pests and rodents into the farm, as well as other pathogens that could make the animal sick and or pose a food safety risk.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With the election less than 3 months out, presidential candidates heading to key states for events today. Former President Trump will be in Montana for a rally where a close Senate race is heating up, and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris makes a campaign stop in Arizona. ABC's Rachel Bade says it will be a hard-fought state.
This is a border state. Immigration is one of the key sort of vulnerabilities that Harris has because of various ways that the administration has handled the migrant crisis, a lot of people being concerned that they haven't done enough. And yet she's going down there to try to convince people to give her 4 years in office.
In Fort Worth, Texas, the investigation continues into the drowning death of CrossFit athlete Lazar Dukic during the swimming portion of the CrossFit Games yesterday. That competition resumed today in his honor. Stocks have been on a roller coaster ride this week due to concerns over the economy, but investors may be on a buying spree later today. This is ABC News.
In Austria, a third person now in custody over a foiled plot targeting Taylor Swift shows in Vienna. Those concerts now canceled. Authorities say the main suspect allegedly planned to target onlookers outside the stadium with knives and homemade explosives. A Russian chess champion facing charges now after allegedly trying to poison her rival.
Security footage shows Amina Abakarova sneaking into the tournament room of the Dagestan Chess Championship. Once inside, she appeared to pour a substance across the chessboard. Her alleged target later sat at the spot and ended up falling ill. Abakarova later admitted she'd spread mercury from a thermometer across the board. She could face up to 3 years behind bars. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Olympic runner Noah Lyles facing some criticism over his bronze medal run Thursday after the superstar revealed he has COVID. U.S. say track and field standing by his decision to compete. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The news from WRCO this hour is sponsored by Right Way Shell, where customer service is the best you can get, where every customer is treated with respect and courtesy. Right Way Shell, doing customer service in the right way. Right Way Shell is in Spring Green.
A high of 70 degrees today, maybe a few sprinkles late afternoon or early evening. A low of 49.